There's been another major power outage in Venezuela. This is the second one this month. And this blackout has closed government offices and schools. It's shuttered businesses and also crippled communication systems. It's also put the already embattled government of President Nicolas Maduro further on the defensive. NPR's Adrian Florido reports from the capital, Caracas.
The nearly nationwide blackout rippled across the country Monday night following an explosion at a major hydroelectric plant.
Hemos recibido el día de hoy un nuevo ataque a el centro de transmisión de carga.
On Tuesday morning, government spokesman Jorge Rodriguez blamed the outage on an attack by those trying to bring down the socialist government of President Nicolás Maduro. It was the same explanation offered after the major blackout earlier this month. But opposition leader Juan Guaidó, who has been trying to topple Maduro, said those are excuses.
Inventaron excusas. Dijeron victoria. Compren velas.
They're telling us to buy candles and lanterns, Guaidó said. They have no idea our electric system is collapsing. In the capital, Caracas, the subway shut down. Lines at gas stations circled the block two or three times. There was no running water. Diana Duarte was filling jugs from a natural spring trickling from a hillside. Her new normal, she said.
Con estas cortes de luz, la situación en Venezuela ha empeorado y entonces ahora tampoco hay agua. Entonces no tenemos ni agua ni para tomar.
These blackouts are making our situation worse, she said. We don't even have water to drink. But Félix Sanoja, who sells a socialist newspaper in downtown Caracas, doesn't believe that is the government's fault. Such huge blackouts are rare in Venezuela.
Cuando de la noche a la mañana ocurre un boom, se apagó la luz, ya sabemos, estamos convencidos que el ataque viene del norte.
So when there's a boom from one day to the next, he said, we know we're being attacked. He said harsh U.S. sanctions are only making matters worse. Alejandro De Santos doesn't buy the attack line. He had pulled over to find reception because cell towers were down.
Hay gente que dice que esto es causa del saboteo. No, no es causa del saboteo.
People say this is sabotage, but it's not, he said. The grid's been deteriorating for years, and these explosions just happened to coincide with the rise of a man named Juan Guaidó. Under this government, he said, everything is falling apart. By Tuesday evening, the government had restored power to parts of the capital, but much of the country's interior was still in darkness. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Caracas.